PCS, Passport Office Strike Against Poverty, pay the PCS Civil Service Union is continuing targeted action, with a 5-week strike of 1,000 workers in the Passport Office. Other strike action includes National Highways, the British Library, British Museum, the Animal and Plant Health Agency, Driver and Vehicle Standards Agency and the Government Digital Service. They will be joined by 700 driver and vehicle licensing agency call center workers on 11 and the 12th of April. A national strike has been called for the 28th of April. Simon Elliott, Branch Chair PCS Northwest Passport Office, spoke to Steve Iron. Our members are striking for a 10% pay rise. For over a decade or more, we have effectively suffered a real terms pay cut of approximately 25%. On top of this, our members have overpaid their pension contributions for a number of years. A judicial review was found in favor of our members, but the government has refused to give us back what we are owed. Our members suffer hugely due to the cost of living crisis. Some have to miss meals or turn off eating simply to afford to get to work. Those working from home are having to choose between heating their home or having more than one meal a day. A meal that, for around 40,000 members, has been garnered from a food bank. A further 45,000 members have to claim extra benefits, and thousands more are taking on second jobs on top of looking after a family. One of the knock-on effects of the poor pay is the department's reliance on casual and agency labor, as the wage on offer just doesn't make the civil service as attractive a job as it once was. Striking is always a last resort and members are angry at being put in this situation. So far the public seem to be behind us, there's plenty of support from the passing public and other unions. And Louise McKeon Williams, PCS Branch Secretary at Newport in Wales, spoke to Dave Reid. Many of our members have had a pay rise above 2%, because they are on minimum wage rates, which are rising this month. But the reason they are getting the minimum wages, that they have fallen further and further behind, after years of pay freezes and below inflation rises. Skilled decision makers have not had a decent pay rise for many years, which means many are on just 70p an hour above the minimum wage. A pay rise of just 2% means their real wages will be falling even more. Socialist Party members are standing in the upcoming PCS leadership elections as part of the Broad Left Network, on a joint slate with the Independent Left. Marianne Lloyd is standing for PCS president. There are BLN candidates for the NEC and group elections, including DWP and HMRC. The full list of BLN NEC candidates can be seen here, Unified Left to Fight PCS National Elections,